PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Yes, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of your program, your Sunday program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Of course, it may not be a Sunday when you're listening to this, but it doesn't matter. It's always nice to keep it a Sunday. Imagine if we had Sundays 7 days a week. If we had Sundays 7 days a week, that means it would be Sunday 7 days a week. We wouldn't have to go to work. We could just say, sorry, can't go to work today. It's Sunday. You want to go out Saturday night? No, I can't because it's Sunday. Doesn't matter. Anyway, hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you with us. And we are going to be doing a, well, not too much today. Today is somewhat of a normal program, or as I like to say, as normal as we can get. Because we have a few things that are in the pipe now for the month of December, which I will tell you about after our first piece of music today. This is from a compact disc called They Call Me Hansi. Hansi is Hans Last, otherwise known as James Last, but his true fans in Europe call him Hansi. Here he is with a song sung by Tom Jones, Little Green Apples. Tom Jones, James Last.
Well, I wake up in the morning with my head down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, says, that's what she said. And I look across at smiling lips and warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, ooh, God did make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, no Mother Goose, no nursery rhymes. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about the face of gold to ease my mind. Home. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make-believe. No puppet dogs, no autumn leaves, no feeding guns. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about the face of old.
Tom Jones and James Last with Little Green Apples. Hopefully they're not too green and they're ready to eat. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. Now, this being the 3rd of December, we're already in December, obviously, which means there's, of course, a number of holidays that are coming up. And we have a couple of, quite a few special programs that are in the works for this month. The special program dates are the following: December the 10th, December the 17th, December the 24th, and December the 31st. Some of those programs have been recorded in the last 24 hours. The only one that hasn't yet is the final Happy Station for 2017, which is on the 31st. So, we have the following. First, next week, the program is recorded only because I'm going to be away for 4 weeks, for 3 weeks, that is. So we have to prepare them. So next week's program, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to tune in. The 17th of December, however, is our first Christmas show, because we like to do two every year. The first Christmas show, and then followed by the actual Christmas show, or the real Christmas show. So the 17th is the teaser. The 24th is the real one. 24th of December, Christmas Eve, is our annual main Christmas program. So, yes. Now, for the final show for 2017, on the 31st of December, well, actually, we've been tossing around some ideas for that. Nothing's been formalized yet, and I don't think that we will have time to mention it in the upcoming programs, because by the time that date comes around, these programs would have already aired. So we'll try our best, but if not, don't worry about it. Tune in. We'll have something very special planned for you. Let us see. Is there anything else? Well, not for now, but let's have some more music. And then when we come back, something else. But first, Desmond Dekker. And You Can Get It If You Really Want.
Succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. Win or lose, you got to get to sheep. You've got your mind set on a dream. Succeed at last. Don't you know it? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, be the sweeter the victory. Now, you can get it if you really want.
seat at last.
Desmond Dekker. I almost said Jimmy Cliff for a moment, but it is Desmond Dekker with You Can Get It If You Really Want. You're probably realizing that my voice sounds a little bit strange today. Well, it does to me. And no, it isn't a cold. Actually, I had a very funny suspicion that it was allergies, and sure enough, that's exactly what it's turned out to be. We have had actually the most unusual weather that I have seen in Taipei for a very long time. For about 2 weeks, it was raining nonstop. And just when it stopped, guess what happened? Yes, more rain. And all of a sudden, as if somebody came along and blew everything away, we had 2 days of absolute phenomenal sunshine. That was summer weather. Even the temperature jumped 15 degrees within a very, very short period of time. And all of a sudden when that happened, my eyes started itching, my nose started itching, I started sneezing every 5 minutes. And it actually has stuck around because we're still having, the midst of what's going on right now, I have exactly the same thing. So it's not really a cold because I had people saying, oh, you have a cold. No, I don't have a cold. No, there's no cold at all. Now, the thing is, what's going to happen is I already know, because this happened once before when we record special programs in advance, there are people that will write in and say, oh, you had a cold for a very long time. I heard you last week. Well, no, I'm just telling you right now that for our two holiday programs that we have coming up, you will notice a change in my voice. It will sound like it does now, which is not normal, not completely normal, that is. So that's actually the reason for it. So if you're thinking that my cold is being extended and going on forever, no, it isn't the fact. So what we're going to do now, since something, of course, that we always do for the first Happy Station show of December, and that is we always play one Christmas song. And I just realized when I was checking back of what we have done since 2009, it's more or less the same song. It's actually a medley of songs, well, at least for the last few years, so we're going to do it again. Yeah, same medley that we have played for the last few years on the first Happy Station show for December. Ray Conniff and his singers with a medley of well-known Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Christmas Melody, Ray Conniff and his singers. In fact, those Christmas songs were actually originally made for a television program, which he released at the same time as an album called Ray Conniff and the Ray Conniff Singers, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, an album that is still being played today on a number of radio stations that have already started playing a 24-hour Christmas format. There was a time when it would begin in December, but as I mentioned not too long ago, it seems to be getting earlier and earlier. So the Christmas format for radio stations, which was maybe starting around December the 15th, moved to December 1st. Then it was the middle of November, and now it's the beginning of November. And yet, on the internet, if you go on the internet, of course, there's a lot of online stations that just play continual music with an occasional advertisement tossed in, right? And something rather amusing, is there are these 24-hour online stations that play nothing but Christmas music. And I remember thinking one time, well, like, who would be listening at this time of year? I think it was like March or April or January or even the middle of summer. And I've been checking it out, not listening too long because it'll drive me bonkers, but just listening for a little bit and seeing how many listeners they have because they always put the number up. And one of them, back in August, and I wrote it down here. This is August on an online station playing nothing but Christmas music. August, right? The height of summer. Listen to this figure. Over 40,000. Exact to be the exact amount. 40,182. Yes, 40,182 people logging on to an online station that plays nothing but Christmas music in the month of August. Oy vey. It's a little much, don't you think? That's. And I was surprised that when I opened up at 40, okay, maybe there's 40 crazy people. But 40,182 in August. And the other times that I checked during the past year, nowhere around Christmas, even in January, which is traditionally the month that people really get annoyed, thinking, oh, we had too much of it, over 25,000. So still 25,000 people couldn't have enough. I remember many, 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 many years ago, I had these neighbors that would honestly, they would put their Christmas tree up around the middle of November, and they would take the tree down around the middle of January. And I would, this is nuts. Oh, that's too much. I mean, I don't put mine up until at least 3 days, sometimes 2 days before Christmas. And it promptly comes down on January 1st, so the day after New Year's Eve. But to keep it up for almost 2 months, I mean, what are they, a department store? You know? Our next piece of music actually is not related to Christmas at all. But it's a group that did do a Christmas special. People may be familiar with the Peanuts Gang. Very famous cartoon series and comic book series. One of them, of course, was a Charlie Brown Christmas. The music for those cartoons and films were performed by Vince Guaraldi and his trio. This is from a CD called Peanut Portraits, the classic character themes. Vince Guaraldi and his trio playing one of the most famous from the series, Linus and Lucy. Thank you. the Vince Guaraldi Trio and Linus and Lucy. One of the other interesting topics that people have been talking about lately are driverless cars. Oy. Now, there are people, for example, every time there is a plane crash, and flying today is safer than it has ever been, right? They always say, well, we don't need pilots in planes anymore. We should just get rid of all the pilots because planes can fly themselves. Well, actually, believe it or not, planes somewhat do fly themselves. From the moment of takeoff, when there's at the cruising altitude, of course, we'll put it in very simple terms. Once you get to a cruising altitude, yes, the plane is on autopilot, but the pilots do make adjustments to the entire flight, even when the plane is on autopilot. But pilots are still required for landing and takeoff. Now, even though they use, of course, modern instruments that help with that process, the pilots are still needed. There have been a number of cases, of course, where electronic systems will fail. And this is the issue that they're having with driverless cars. Now, there was a recent article by Jeremy Clarkson when he was on a major highway in the United Kingdom in a driverless car and said the car that he was in made two major mistakes. Now, I'm not saying that it's impossible, but there are issues. For example, if they do manufacture driverless cars, can they guarantee that hackers will not break into the electronic systems that actually run the car, that are driving it? You see, that's one issue that they're not really talking about. They're talking about, oh, you see, the car can drive itself. But recently, here in Taiwan, one company that actually is working on having a driverless car said that they had a system so secure, and they hired three hackers to see if they could break into this driverless car and make the car do other things than it was supposed to. Because they said, we have a secure system, nobody can ever hack into it. Well, they did, in less than 5 minutes. So this is the thing. If you're going to have any type of system in place that is using software, there will always be the risk of hacking into it. It doesn't matter how many good securities systems you put in place and how many redundancies you put in place. Driverless cars are not a reality. Now, the thing is, what, people don't like driving? I mean, what is this? And somebody said, well, what if you go down to the pub and you have a few drinks and you can't drive home? Yes, you can. It's called a taxi. Driverless cars. I mean, really, it is completely bonkers. You know, it's just like electric cars. And the thing is, as I have stated before, I love electric cars. And I'll rephrase that to this. I love electric cars, or rather, the electric motor that powers the car, because the electric motor, of course, is more efficient than a petrol engine, for sure. My only beef, shall we say, with electric cars is where they get their power from. Batteries. Batteries are not the solution. You have these silly companies like Tesla, which actually have been making claims about batteries and everything in their cars, but do you want to wait 6 hours to recharge? No. You know, batteries are not the solution. The solution is hydrogen. Because, first, okay, yes, at the moment, hydrogen is a little bit complicated to produce, but that's what they said about color television. That's what they said about color film. It was difficult to produce, but they did it. And, of course, if you have a hydrogen-powered car, or cars, you don't need to build a whole new network for filling the cars because there's already something called petrol stations, which can have hydrogen pumps installed in, which is what they did in Japan. In Japan, they're pushing hydrogen in a big way, but they never built just a hydrogen network. No, they're using existing petrol stations to have hydrogen pumps. And they have the technology now that some of these stations are even producing their own hydrogen on site. And I drove a hydrogen car recently, a couple of months ago, and filling it takes about 3 minutes. So, yes, it's complicated to produce, but that's what, like what they said about color television, you know, batteries. You know, yes, I drive an electric car. It's powered the same way as my Philosheve, you know, silly thing. Time for music now. Planet Earth, Duran Duran. Duran Duran and Planet Earth here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now some information about our Patreon page.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across...
Hello.
I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
That's right, patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Just realized, actually, today is the first show in some time, actually, that we have played as much music as we have, because some people say, well, you don't play enough music. And then some other people complain that we play too much music. Well, which one is it, guys? Which one is it, folks? Too much or too little? Can't keep everyone happy, you see. So let's go to some more music right now, so the people that complain about it can, shall I say, listen? No, I'm not going to say it. I'm too polite sometimes. But you know, we're talking about politeness. I was talking about politeness with some friends the other day. And I have to be perfectly honest. Sometimes it's a little too much. Now, there's being polite, right? And then there's fake politeness, which I just can't stand. I mean, you know the type. When you go into a restaurant or you're checking into a hotel and the person is overly polite to the point of this has no sincerity whatsoever. One of my favorite things to do in that kind of situation is to call people out and say, are you really this happy all the time? You know, to be perfectly honest, if there were two hotels side by side, right, and one was your regular run-of-the-mill hotel. Well, actually, put it this way. They're both regular run-of-the-mill hotels, all right? And one hotel had, you, as some people might call it, normal customer service, right? And the hotel next to it had Basil Fawlty or customer service like Basil Fawlty would give to customers. I would choose the one like Basil Fawlty every single time. Yes. Well, it's more interesting than having somebody fawning over you. Ugh. You know, I remember one thing that one line that I really hate, and I don't know if anybody's ever come across this. You walk into a place and maybe you have to wait like a minute, and they say, "Oh, well, just sit down and take a rest." What, do I look tired? Do I look like I'm about to keel over? You're telling me to sit down and take a rest because you think that I should. No, if I want to sit down, I will sit down, right? So very often, I will respond accordingly. If they say, "Oh, well, look, you have to wait 2 minutes. Can you just sit down and take a rest?" And I would say, "Why, do I look tired?" And they kind of stare for a moment or two and then say, "No, but we just want you to sit." "Ah, so you want me to sit down and take a rest, but I don't want to sit down and take a rest. I am totally fine. What, I can't stand up?" And I will go into this thing, and then eventually they kind of stop it. But you have to. It just annoys me. "Sit down and take a rest." Yes, I'm about to keel over. You know, I remember one time when earlier this year when I had that auto accident when we were filming something, my foot was in so much pain after I was released from hospital for about 2 weeks. And I went somewhere and they actually said, "Well, you can sit down and take a rest or relax." Because they said that, I decided to stand with the pain. Don't tell me what to do. You know, that's why I prefer the Basil Fawlty type of customer service. There's no nonsense. It's direct, right to the point. None of this gibberish, you know? "Yes, yes, yes. Jolly good, yes. Of course, I'd have a waiter like Manuel, yes, and Sybil, you know." But anyway, life in a northern town, the Dream Academy.
Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. Yeah, yeah.
Laughing and golden.
Dream Academy and Life in a Northern Town. Well, we are almost out of time. Just a quick reminder again that the programs over the next few weeks are some special ones. And don't forget, our two Christmas programs for 2017 will be on the 17th and 24th of December. That's on PCJ Radio International. Of course, if you're listening to this program through our partner stations, it will be on a different date, hopefully around that time. So, we are going to leave you today with German singer Tom Gabel from his disc Don't Want to Dance, with a song I think that most people recognize, so I'm not even going to introduce it. Our email address, of course, is the following. It's easy to remember: pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. So, on behalf of everyone here at PCJ Radio International, I'm Keith Parent, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Well, I try, and I try.
On the radio.